motivation is no longer something that happens to you. You are a force that happens to motivation. Peace, but you're moving forward whether there's motivation or not. Bring it on all day. Hey there, welcome to another episode of Improve This, powered by Lock and Ladder. I'm John Strand. Glad you're with us. We are going to talk today about the art of getting things done. The importance of not only seeing something through to the end and pushing through and finishing a task, but being somebody who is capable of accomplishing the objective in front of them. We're going to talk about how to get things done, how to add that skill to your life, and I hope you find it encouraging. I sat here this morning for close to an hour staring at a blank page, going through idea after idea of like, what do we need today? What do we need to talk about today? So if you ever get stuck brainstorming, just a side tip, like go do something where you sort of disassociate. So I went and shaved and took a shower, and then it was just idea after idea started popping in my head. That's I think a known thing. Like we talked about doodling the other week can open up, unlock the brain. But anyway, today's meeting is titled Get Shit Done. After the whole thinking big and thinking better, or while you are trying to think big and think better, and I've been editing those meetings for the podcast, you have to be someone that takes action. It's not enough to just plan. You can actually overplan, overthink. You have to take action. And I want to encourage you to be somebody who gets shit done. And I have talked to so many leaders who lament, calling this the leader's lament. How few people out there can actually get anything done these days? I mean, it's sort of a thing, like a common thing. I've talked to businessmen all over the US and they all have that same, man, it's just crazy how few people can get anything done these days. I think there's two sides to that coin. One, with leadership, I come from the Disney School of Management. Michael beat that into my head. If there's a problem, the problem is with the leader. If you have a issue where the employees aren't performing or they're not getting things done, or there's a failure or an issue, then we're going to look at the leader. It's the leader's fault always, right? But sometimes the only problem with the leader is that they haven't fired the employee. As harsh as that sounds, or they haven't accurately identified that employee's strengths and put them in a different position. Kroger's doing a really interesting thing right now. The grocery store chain, I have a buddy who is in IT over there, and he said rather than fire people for underperformance, they try to identify what that person is actually good at and then move them into a different place in the company. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I somebody who gets things done? And if the answer is maybe or no or sort of, like this is something that can be learned, this is something you can commit to, this is somebody you can be. And I'm gonna tell you, if you wanna lead a healthier, happier, more peaceful and rewarding life, be someone who gets things done. Take extreme ownership of that. I've interviewed people all over the country and it's just crazy how many people look at you and they go, well, what's my base? Which I understand, right? People want that comfort zone. But that always bothered me a little bit, where I want to look at them and go, well, what's my guarantee? What's my guarantee that you're going to get anything done? What's my guarantee that you're going to earn this rate that we're going to pay you? One of my friends who owns a company, he looks at people and he'll go, hey, I'll pay you whatever you want. You tell me what salary you need, I'll pay you that salary. Just know the higher the salary, the quicker you're on the chopping block if you don't generate the worth. And I think, and my point here, and I am overstating a little bit, but my point here is you want to be somebody who's achieving results that are measurable. You want to be somebody who is worth their weight. And I really love that about 1099 sales. It's this pure, raw form of you get paid for results. Period, end of story. They either signed with you or they did not sign with you. You go to the bank with results. It's very black and white. It's very cut and dry. And it's very measurable. And I like that. Because then the onus is on you to take that ownership. And Michael used to say that to me. He beat that into my head. You get paid for results, period. It is your job to get them to sign the line, which is dotted, which sounds harsh, but we did it in a way that was not manipulative. We did it in a way that was used proper technique to actually help the homeowner. I think this is where sales guys get a bad reputation. And someday I'm going to run a whole meeting on sales. They get a bad reputation because they're desperate and they're so tied to those results that they actually will push people into something that's not good for them. I'm not talking about that. Take ownership of results. The first step to getting things done is to take ownership. It's on you. It's not anybody else's job to figure it out. I didn't get the training. Well, then go get the tools you need. I'm not motivated. Well, change up the scenery or put something good in your head or change your lifestyle, but take ownership of your motivation. Motivation is no longer something that happens to you. You are a force that happens to motivation. You are a force that's driving your own motivation. Do you see the difference? People treat motivation like, oh, this is something that it happens to me and I'm missing it. No, it's the other way around. And as you take action and as you succeed, that motivation will increase and increase and increase. But you're moving forward whether there's motivation or not. You're happening to motivation. George Bernard Shaw said, don't wait for opportunity, create it. Don't wait for opportunity, create it. Part of getting anything done is, number one, I think it starts with, you have to commit to the action. You commit to the action. Decide that you're going to be somebody who makes it happen. That's the first place it's going to start, is in your mind with a decision. I'm going to be somebody that makes things happen. My grandmother used to say this to me. She's like, you make it happen. She said, we're a family that we go out and we make it happen. We make it happen. Decide that no matter what, you will see it through. Or you'll pivot and you'll continue on to an even better target. But it's this do whatever it takes mentality that I think is missing in a lot of today's workforce, quite frankly. I'm gonna do whatever it takes. I will get this job done. I am fully committed to making it happen. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. Ken Blanchard said that. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. I'm gonna give a couple tips to help with that. Number one, once you've committed, then adopt a growth mindset. Figure it out. Just be somebody who, I will figure this out. I will figure this out. So that might mean you're asking for help. And don't leave it to the manager. A good manager should figure that out. A good manager should help you. A good manager, a good leader should give you the tools necessary to succeed. It should absolutely be their job to be all over your training and your support. But don't leave it up to them. Be somebody who will put the time in, who will research, who will ask for help if you need it. And then when you get stuck, when you hit that wall, and I have hit this wall so many times, especially if I'm trying something new or I'm trying something hard, and it gets hard, and you get overwhelmed, take a deep breath. Feel your butt in the chair and go, I'm not leaving this chair till I figure this out. Take a deep breath and push through all that anxiety and frustration. And I'll give you some concrete examples of this. I get into music production because I love music. I'm writing songs. I keep doubling down on the music, build a recording studio. And I remember I'm trying to learn how to record music. which sounds pretty straightforward, right? You just hook up a microphone and sing or play the guitar. Or and I remember working in my DAW, that's digital audio workstation, and I switched DAWs to a new one called Ableton, which I love Ableton. And the first day, I worked for 40 minutes just to try to figure out how to arm the track to hit record to turn it on, and I was losing my mind. And where I was at, I didn't have Wi-Fi at the time, so I couldn't get online and just YouTube it. And I couldn't get a hold of my bandmate who could have solved the problem quickly. And I was, you want to talk about so aggravating, especially if you're short on time. And that's just arming the track. That's not even getting into any of the time signatures and getting the metronome up and actually making it sound good. And then once you've got the recording, it sounds like trash. Nothing like the pros. So now you got to go learn EQ and compression, and just compression alone. Years later, I feel like I barely understand it. And there comes that moment where the weight of how much you don't know, and the weight of how far behind you are, and the weight of how big the mountain is to climb is so overwhelming, you almost feel paralyzed. And it's a combo of like anger and sadness all mixed into one. And most people quit right there. So they go grab a drink, or they go watch TV, push through that. Especially if there's a time constraint, push through that. I'm learning, I keep doing this to myself too, it's so dumb. So then, you know, learn how to work a DAW, learn how to record music, and then decide, well, let's add lasers and light shows to our stuff. So I have to learn DMX protocol and DMX programming. And even with YouTube at the time, there weren't a lot of great videos that just explained how to chain all your lights and program and get your different looks, and especially tying that to a computer system to get your beats to trigger it. It was not a lot of great info at the time. And we had a show, and I had 2 days to figure this out and program the show. And here's how to the wire it came. I was assigning the buttons on the control pad at the venue. That's how close we cut it. And I remember being so overwhelmed, especially the day before, like, I am not gonna get this, the show is gonna suck, you know, and just, you're at that show. Yeah. And I remember just that weight and that sinking feeling. And so here's what I did. I kept having to tell myself, keep going, keep pushing, chip away, you will get this, just chip away at it. You can do this. And I was giving myself pep talk after pep talk, like every 5 minutes, just, no, just keep pushing, you will figure this out. And it felt like I really was not going to figure it out. That's what I'm talking about. And what was cool is every time you do that, every time you push through that barrier, you push through that wall and you accomplish something, it deepens your character, it deepens your resolve, and I learned something about myself that day. I can do stuff. I can get things done. I've started to assign that as a personality trait. I will tell you this about myself, I hope it doesn't sound arrogant, but I'm somebody who gets things done. And that's a result of a lot of training, a lot of support, a lot of people investing in me, so I'm not gonna sit here and take credit for it. And then it's also a result of seeing things through to the end. Project after project, from stamp concrete to carpentry to business to sales training to my own sales training and development, right? And so you will build more and more of a foundation. But it's going to start with that commitment, then this growth mindset, I will figure this out. And it can look like asking for help. And it can look like beating your head against the wall for hours on a problem. Don't be afraid to do that. That's a good, healthy exercise. Then you need to take consistent action. Take consistent action. Consistency will solve almost any problem. Anything you want to change in your life, consistency. You just chip away. It doesn't even have to be 7 days a week. It can be 5 days a week. As long as you're consistent, you will get results over the long term. You want to learn a new language? That's really, really hard to do when you're not a kid. Chip away. Take the next 10 years. Think long term. Chip away. Learn a couple new words a day. Little by little, you will speak that language. And it probably won't take 10 years. You'll be able to start to communicate. I'm terrible at Swedish. I need to be more consistent. But I had a period there where I was pretty consistent. The kids were pretty consistent. Rigby had like a 189-day streak. And we were all motivated because we're going to Sweden. And it was really rewarding to me when I met Marcus Ericsson at the track. I spoke Swedish to him the whole time. Basic phrases, nothing fancy. But it caught his attention and had this very fulfilling experience. But that all came from just being consistent and chipping away. And I'm going to keep chipping away. I am committed to this. It'll ebb and flow for sure. It doesn't matter what it is in your life. If you are consistent and you're taking consistent action, also with that mindset, knowing that I'm going to chip away, it makes it easier not to quit because you're less likely to get overwhelmed because you know, well, I'm just going to work a little more tomorrow, a little more the next day. Just keep chipping away. Take imperfect action. Imperfect action. Harry Truman was first credited with that, and I don't know that he was the greatest of presidents, but he did have a few one-liners that were pretty good. And take imperfect action. Understand it won't be pretty. Mistakes will be made, but there's a freedom in that. I was reading this article in Forbes by Maymay Fox, and she was talking about you should be striving for imperfect action, not massive action. Now, I like the phrase massive action because I like the that's been used by a lot of the self-help gurus over the years. I like that idea because it goes along with thinking big and doing big things, but a lot of people mistake that with I need to kill myself 20 hours a day and they burn out. Or they feel like the action they need to take is so big that they never even take the first step because they get overwhelmed. Here's what you don't do. You don't go climb Everest with no training. You don't go climb Everest with no preparation because you will die. So you take imperfect action. You do training, you get help, you research. There's a lot of little steps to doing some crazy thing like that. When you're in any sort of new endeavor, it's just not going to be perfect. You're going to go run a sales call and you're going to screw it up. But at least you ran the sales call and now you had the opportunity to learn something. This applies to sports. This applies to art. I see a lot of artists that never try because they're afraid that it won't be perfect. It won't be good enough. Paint the first painting. And yeah, I mean, I love the Hemingway philosophy. The first draft of everything is shit. There's a lot of freedom in that. But at least, and Hemingway talked a lot about this, get it out as fast as you can. Get the first draft out there. Once the first draft is written, you can go back and make it more excellent. You can go back and revise. So take the imperfect action. And when you take small action consistently over time, you can write that novel. You can learn that language. You can get really good at sales. You can become a really great leader. Now, when it starts to go bad, don't feel sorry for yourself. Do not feel sorry for yourself when things don't go your way. Take extreme ownership and then move on. Keep taking action, learn, keep trying to figure it out, do whatever it takes to get the job done. Apply some serious thought, some serious effort and creativity, but don't go throw a pity party. I've seen this happen so many times with salespeople. They go out, they take a bunch of action, especially the lead generators, generate a bunch of leads, and then all the leads cancel, and they're just so depressed. And it's like, no, don't feel sorry for yourself. The good news is you set some appointments. People like you. People trusted you enough to give you the time. They trusted you enough to give you their phone number and their email address. So that's really good news. A lot of people can't do that, so don't feel sorry for yourself. Now analyze what went wrong, what do I need to improve on, what do I need to fix, and keep taking the effort. set 10 more appointments this week and then forget about those. Set 10 more appointments the next week and then forget about those and set 10 more and keep getting better. Keep taking that action and you will be somebody who gets shit done. You will be somebody who gets results. I've seen this over and over and over. I'm not guessing here. I've seen this all across the country. If you keep at it and you don't feel sorry for yourself and you keep improving, you will become somebody that gets things done. Another step to getting things done, a critical component, it comes from the four promises. Be impeccable with your word. I would argue to yourself first, keep the promises you make yourself, and then to others. Be impeccable with your word. If you say you'll do something, do it. If you say you'll be there, show up. If you say you'll get it done, then make it happen. No excuses. There might be setbacks, but there's no excuses. And ask yourself, today, who am I going to be? Am I somebody who gets things done? Or am I somebody who makes excuses? And then apply this to all areas of your life. There are times when you're going to have to beat your head against the wall and do the work. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to push through that barrier. Woody Allen says 80% of success is showing up. Be somebody who shows up. Be somebody who sees it through. It's a process to becoming that person. But this is who you want to be. It's how you want to live. People will respect you more. You will for sure be more fulfilled because you'll just be able to point to thing after thing that you accomplished, projects that you undertook, business endeavors, character development. Your life will feel very full because you'll be proud of yourself, and you should be. And if you identify character traits that you want to improve on, be somebody who gets those things done. I've identified 10 different things I'm working on right now. And I'll just push through and get the help and read the books and keep building on that. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. And I think people that get shit done, they understand that. That's at the core. Sorry for all the swearing, but get shit done. Felt appropriate. Bring it on all day.